like the biggest thing that could happen this offseason for the Stars is locking up Sagan. And I think the moves that they're attempting to make are all revolving around keeping Sagan here. I do not believe there's any way that tearing this thing down and starting over is even in their mindset.
I don't think it is either.
I think Gilardi's ready. I think Gilardi's lived through a few years here, and he wants to see some things happen.
Yep.
And what is interesting to me, though, is something you said a couple weeks ago, because it's been that long since I've seen you.
All right.
Touched you. Held you. But it's like the thought was, hey, boy, the Stars would really love, Sagan to just carbon copy the Ben contract and have him sign the bottom of that.
Right.
You got to admit, there's no way in the world he's doing that.
No, there's probably not much reason to, unless you like, just want to do the franchise a big favor. And
it would be the biggest of favors, because it's like $8.5 million?
$9.5 million has been.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
But, he's a center. And look, different guys get different contracts at different times. We were talking a bit about Bobby Bonilla Day, and my big belief was he really lucked out because he became a free agent.
Right.
And he was also in that lineup with Bonds, and you used to say Bonds and Bonilla, and you'd almost think about that as they were comparable. They weren't. Bonds was so much better, but Bonilla got a huge deal because he was the big name one off season. Well, if Sagan becomes the big name, I mean, you look at the contracts that are out there. You got Connor McDavid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Makes like 12. Tavares just got 11.
And he took less.
And he took less than he could have gotten. So now if the Stars do want to take a bit of a hometown discount even, they've probably got to show that not only will we pay you money, but we're really going for it and we're ready to win now, because Sagan has won. And he's tasted that. And he kind of longs for it again, knowing how different it is now. You know, losing sucks. Winning is great. Wow, I can also make as much money as I want and win. You know, that's what he'd be looking at next offseason. He could go into the offseason and pick and choose. All right, I'll just accept offers from big contenders.
Yeah. Tavares fits better for them, honestly, because he was a free agent, so he doesn't cost you anything but money. And he's a center, and you desperately need a second center who doesn't suck. With all due respect to what they tried to do last year, they had a good first center in Sagan. They had a good third center in Radek Foxa. Number two and four were a mess all season because Martin Hanzel was a health disaster and Jason Spezza just was ineffective. And Spezza has his final year on the deal at $7.5 million. I thought they might try to buy him out. But then the more this Ottawa thing comes along, there appears to be at least some belief that Erik Karlsson fancies to get together with his buddies from Ottawa back in Dallas with Mark Methot and Jason Spezza. So does that explain why the Stars think?
How long are they going to be here, though?
Well, they're both on the final year of their deals, and there's almost no chance that Jason Spezza gets re-signed unless he wants to dive down in that $2 million a year range, and that probably requires
even then
showing some form.
You want to just move ahead?
Probably. So anyway, let's get to this really interesting sports debate. So here...
How old's Karlsson? Erik
Karlsson? Erik Karlsson is a 1990 kiddo. He is just turned 28.
Okay.
So I don't know how well the entire audience is familiar with Erik Karlsson. I don't know how much of our hockey audience just follows the Stars. But if for those of you who follow the National Hockey League, he does not require any sort of setup. He's
awesome.
An unbelievable hockey player, and he has been for some time. To give you an example of that, there are 10 seasons in the last decade. 10 player years in the last decade in which a defenseman has scored 70 points. Erik Karlsson has done it 4 of those 10 times. Nobody else has more than 2. He is unreal offensively. He is unreal with his vision. His skating is great. Defensively, people take shots at him, but I also think he sees the game defensively incredibly well. Of course, he's a slight Swede. who barely weighs 190. And therefore, if people are going to take shots at him, partly because he's played for a rather poor hockey team for the last several years, although they did go to the Cup Finals one of those years in what is one of the fantastic mysteries of the National Hockey League, how Ottawa made the finals last year. But regardless of all that, Carlson is an exceptional, exceptional hockey player who probably has several elite seasons ahead of him. Now, he also has an ankle. And let's see, where I'm trying to remember where his health situation currently is. But, man, I remember going back to he had to repair tendons in his left foot, and that cost him part of the opening of the season. But I believe he's just fine health-wise now, although people wonder, is that diminishing his ability? Because this was not his finest season still. It was a really good season. In fact, his night in Dallas back in March was pretty top-notch, as I recall. Anyway, he can be had. Ottawa's trying to flip him. They are blowing up their team. They realize he is far and away their best asset, and that needs to fuel a rebuild.
And he's about to become a free agent.
He's about to become a free agent, and he's definitely a little picky about where he's going to spend his future. So you run the risk of trading him to the wrong place, and he just goes to free agency. However, I think he has said there are a couple places where he would be more than willing to talk extension to push a trade through. So you do the trade, the extension comes with the trade. Okay, Dallas is one of those places.
So that's two big things to think about. As far as...
like, is he going to need Doughty's deal? What'd Doughty get? Julie, do you know what Doughty got offhand?
Not offhand, but I'll pull it up.
Check on that if you can, but I feel like Doughty took a little less. And in fact, I think he negotiated his own deal in L.A. last week, but I was probably golfing. So
10 is where you start, right?
Oh, yeah.
Minimum.
Yeah, yeah. He's probably 11.
Okay, so he's 11.
Yeah.
Ben's at 9.5 already.
Yeah.
So now you want to lock up Sagan.
Probably 11 as well.
Yeah.
Radulov, 6. Bishop, 5.
Radulov only makes 6? That's pretty good.
6.25, I think. And then Spezza goes off the books at 7.5 next summer. So, anyway, Miro Heiskanen is the thing that's going to hold this deal up and, I believe, probably kill this deal altogether. And I absolutely do not want them to trade Miro Heiskanen.
Man, everything I've read about him, because, you know, you never see these guys play.
Yep.
When they're 18, it's really, really hard to know.
Now, you had a chance at the Olympics to see him a little bit, but you're right. It's still not the same.
But everything I've read is that he's, like, he might be Erik Karlsson, but it might take, right, 4 years? Like, then he'll be that. Like, right now, he's...
He's Doncic.
He's head and shoulders above the competition where he's playing.
Is he going to be on the team next year?
Yeah. Yeah, he'll break camp, and he might be in the top pair really quick.